Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Hey, how you doing, Mary? This is Eric Hyacinth. I missed your call several times. I was trying to reach you. You said you was my new service coordinator?
Yes. Hi, nice to meet you, Eric.
Mm-hmm, pleased to meet you too, yeah.
I am your new coordinator, so I just wanted to, you know, introduce myself and also confirm some information that we have here. So,
okay.
You know, this
no
is
problem.
my number. You can save it. Call me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll save it because I'm a victim of identity theft before. And I only answer calls from my contact. That's probably why I didn't answer. Yeah, but I'm going to save you, Mary, and
okay.
My contact. Yeah, okay. Any, I'm waiting on your questions for, I guess, update anything.
Perfect. Yeah. So is your address still 194 Spark Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And this is your main phone number, right? 445-286-4366.
Yeah, because I couldn't afford the Wi-Fi for my landline, so that's no longer in service until I put that on my budget, you know.
Okay.
Now that you can help me, you know, help me with some kind of program with that as far as Wi-Fi for my landline.
Can we talk about that? You talk about that?
Yeah, could we discuss that? See, do you have any, you know, thing for us going on for us? Get me with Wi-Fi because I have a landline phone,
mm-hmm.
And I have to have Wi-Fi for it.
Oh no, but if it's okay, but is it run through like wire or is it run through internet? It's run through internet.
Internet, yes, yeah. It's like the phone you just plug in and you put in a password from the internet, yes.
Oh,
and I don't, you know, I couldn't afford it, you know, because it's $50 a month, and I couldn't, you know, and I'm on a fixed income, I couldn't continue paying it, you know.
Okay.
But I forgot to mention that to the coordinator, you know, before you, you know, maybe y'all would have helped me out with that.
Well, we do have other options of attendance that we can do so that, you know, you don't have to get more money out for internet.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We have another device that is called an FOV device, a fixed device, and it's a very small device where it shows a code, and with that code, McKim, he clocks in and clocks out calling from his phone. So, you
okay,
know,
great.
It, mm-hmm. It wouldn't need any internet, no. So if you want that, I can put it for them to mail it to you.
Yeah, could you do that for me, Miss? Well, you know, sorry for like cutting you off, from what we was discussing, but yeah, could you do that for me? You know, because that was important, you know, because a lot of my doctors and all got that number, you know, just in case I don't pay my cell phone number here, you know, they had my landline number, you know, that would save me some money out of pocket if you can do that for me.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll put it in. And now also, Eric, have you been admitted to the hospital or went for an emergency visit lately?
No, not. How long are you talking, though?
Like 2 weeks, last 2 weeks.
No, ma'am, yeah, because I haven't been getting around to the good because I haven't got my medication. Yeah, you know, these are new coordinators, so, you know, and we was in the process of helping me trying to get a doctor because my doctor had retired, you know, that I've been going to for like, you know, decades. He retired and I need a doctor that can write my prescriptions, you know. So I need some help on that too as well. But I'm just, you know, I'm just having trouble getting my medications. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, no, you might have to contact the county too. Maybe they will help you out with that.
What
okay.
County are you saying? You mean my? Cause I'm with Aetna. That's my Advantage plan. So you saying contact them, my insurance?
Yeah, the insurance. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, Eric, that was why I wanted to contact you. That was mostly it. I just wanted to, check in with you to confirm that everything is okay. And,
Well, it's not fully okay because my medication. I mean, I'm having trouble getting my medication, which I've been taking since 1993. I get like 13 medications, but I'm only receiving six. And that's not good
That's not right.
on my behalf. No, it's not right at all. I'm feeling a little discriminated. I just need a doctor. I thought maybe someone could like just assign me to a doctor. I was hoping. I mean, is that possible? If someone could assign me, because I don't have no doctor as of now.
Yeah, no, that like everything that's regarding, medication or doctors, that is with the insurance. Like we can only offer you with the caregiver, and we can give the caregiver stuff like hand sanitizer, gloves, face mask if he needs him, but that's pretty much what we can offer. Everything else is
I
closed.
need everything you said, that face mask. Y'all help send that to my address as well. Can you do
Yes.
that? Can
Yes,
you
of
write that
course.
down? No, okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, perfect. And what size will the gloves be?
It would be large,
Okay, large,
Extra,
perfect.
so do the extra large because my hand swells up sometimes. Yeah, extra large. Yeah.
Extra large. Okay.
And the mask, I guess that's one size fit all.
Sorry?
The mask is a one size fit all? The mask.
I am not sure. I could ask.
Oh, this should be one size fit all. Yeah, the mask is. Yeah.
Oh, the
Okay. So.
mask. Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Yeah. Because you didn't ask me for a size zone. Yeah. Yeah. Do y'all help out with transportation, Mister? I'm at the Social Security office. I had to catch, I'm not getting around so good. I have to catch a cab here, and I'm just spending a lot of money out of pocket. Do y'all have transportation? Or like bus, or like bus
Transportation.
passes? Like the bus passes or whatever. Do you help me with that, or is someone else?
Give me 1 second to confirm, okay? Give me 1 second. I'm gonna put you on hold for 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I asked, but they told me that it has to be run through administration. So I'm gonna ask them if it's possible to give you bus passes for McKinney.
Yeah, thank you.
And
I appreciate you, Miss,
okay,
for
perfect.
your concern.
Yeah, once they let me know, I'll contact you, okay?
Great. And thank you, Mary, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because what happened to the other lady? She quit. Oh, she. Because we was in the process of finding me like affordable housing, she didn't quit. She just.
Give me 1 second. Was it, do you remember the name? Was it Valeria? Or Nina?
Aisha. Yeah, her. It was her.
Nina. Oh, no, but she's right now she's a supervisor actually, so she's not
Oh, okay. She moved
coordinating
up.
anymore.
She
Yeah.
moved. All right.
That's
Well, you
right.
gotta leave me soon, huh? You gotta be a supervisor too and leave me too.
Let's hope,
Yeah, more money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but thank you for looking into that too for me. But yeah, but and then, but I was, you know, it's a lot of things that I need help with. But you know, it's you know, did you do home visits or no? If she had came out to my home.
I don't, but we do have somebody else who does it. You know, so.
Okay, because I like the one-on-one because I, you know, for because I need a lot of help. You know that, you know, just seeing what I'm eligible for. You know, but I guess we can go over that over the phone. It's no big deal. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Even you know, anyways, there's somebody who's going to go to your house like at least once every 2 months, something like that, and I am going to call you every month just to confirm that everything is, you know, good.
Okay, or my caretaker too, Mike. Yeah, but yes, but I have you in my contact, so I will answer the phone now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect,
Mhm. Yeah, because I need, you know, it's kind of help that you can give me. I actually need it for my income resources. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get back to you once I get everything. You know, so I'll let you know.
Okay, and yeah, and that's important for us to, bus pass, you know, because anything that'll save me money in my pocket, put it like that. Yeah, because she, you know, but she no longer with it, but she was, you know, she was pretty good with me. And I'm sure you are too, yeah. But I'll be, you know, well, you say you'll keep in touch with me, right? And I have your number, my contact now, okay? And that's your direct number?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, Mary. I'm not gonna hold you. I know you got other people to look out for.
Yeah.
Okay. You enjoy your rest of the day. Do you have a survey after this? Because you was very, you know, understanding and all. Y'all have surveys that I can give you star fives all the way down, or y'all don't have no surveys at the end of the call?
No.
Oh,
we don't,
I was hoping.
Actually.
Well, you was, you know, you got it from my mouth. Then, you know, you was very understanding, clearly speaking, yeah, and concern about my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll be talking to you soon, I guess, you know, and, I do need any kind of help to save money in my pocket, okay?
Okay.
So we'll be on the same page. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye, Eric. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. You do the same.